Where is the best place in the world to raise a family? If you're going by childcare and parental leave offerings, you might want to consider Estonia. It offers new mums 85 weeks worth of paid parental leave. Yeah, 85 weeks. A new study by UNICEF has ranked 41 high and middle income earning countries on how family friendly their workplace policies are. Australia came second last to the US, which offers no paid parental leave at all. Marion Baird is a professor of gender and employment relations, and she joins us on RN Drive. Welcome. The US and Australia are some of the world's wealthiest countries. So why were we ranked so low?
It's a good question, Patricia, because it's not actually wealth that determines our parental leave policies. It's got a lot more to do with what I'd call the socio-political context of the countries. Those countries that perhaps we'd classify as post-communist nations tend to have very high parental leave, especially maternity leaves, and that's got to do with their relatively traditional, or some would say conservative, attitudes to motherhood. On the other hand, Nordic countries also have very high parental leaves or long parental leaves, and that's got to do with their different gender order, and that is that they seek much more equitable gender relations. And that leaves a group of countries out, and they tend to be the more neoliberal market-driven countries, and that includes Australia and the United States. And in those countries, the philosophy has been that the government shouldn't interfere too much with motherhood or the gender order. So we have this sort of strange patterning occurring where very advanced sort of corporatist gender egalitarian regimes and more traditional post-communist regimes both have long periods of parental leave, but economies that are much more market-driven, the USA being the leader there, have very short or no periods of parental leave.
Okay, so we rank second last, according at least to this study. What's that based on? Because, of course, we do have paid parental leave now. What else is counted here?
That's right. So this study does have an interesting methodology, and it's not one we'd always use. This study suggests that or claims that Australia has 8 weeks of parental leave, and that's not actually accurate. What I think they've done is collapsed the 18 weeks at national minimum wage that we offer into a sort of average wage over a shorter period. So it looks like we don't have a very long period of paid parental leave. So Australia actually does better on the length than this study suggests. The USA, of course, still doesn't have a national paid parental leave scheme, nor do they have a paid sick leave scheme. So they're way behind. Australia's parental leave scheme is fairly generous in one respect that is often not captured in the methodologies of these ranking systems, and that is that we do cover self-employed women. So it's not that you have to be employed by an employer, a large or small employer. You can also be self-employed and be eligible for our scheme. And that makes our eligibility much wider than a lot of countries.
So we're second last according to this study, but you actually think our ranking should be higher?
Not necessarily higher. I think it's very difficult to compare schemes. They're not like for like. The way schemes are structured in each country are very different to each other. And so it makes trying to say one scheme ranks higher than another quite difficult. Having said that, we know that Australia could do better. Our parental leave scheme is at the minimum end of international comparisons, but it's not the second last in my ranking. It's probably not the best and it could be improved, but it's certainly a lot better than the US currently is.
So how does paid parental leave affect gender equity in workplaces? Is there a sweet spot, if you like, in terms of encouraging women to work but also giving women enough time to spend with children?
Yeah, now this is the ultimate research question. What is that sweet spot? Many organisations, including the one that did this study, suggest that 6 months is necessary to enable breastfeeding. We find in Australia that women tend to prefer somewhere between 6 and 12 months, around 9 months, for example. But what women prefer is really influenced by what the policy setup is. So our policy says you can have 12 months unpaid leave, and you could have 2 years if you use your partner's leave as well, and you get 18 weeks of that paid by the government. You might get some more from your employer. And that tends to see women in Australia at least get some paid leave, not to income replacement rate, for somewhere between 6 and 9 months. Now, the sweet spot is that period that says, I've been able to look after my child for as long as I need to and want to. I can return to work at the same income level or position, and I'm not going to be disadvantaged by the time I've taken away from work. And that's a tricky position. I can't say that there's one sweet spot. It moves with the gender relations and employers' expectations over time.
Marion, thank you so much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Patricia. Anytime.
Marion Baird is a professor of gender and employment relations at the University of Sydney Business School. And this is RN Drive.